podcast pals. Welcome to another episode of the With Purpose podcast. In today's episode, we explore truth as the fundamentals for authenticity for one's life's endeavors. And with that, welcome. Sir Isaac Newton, quote, "Every action has an equal opposite reaction." Well, while it may sound like it, this is not a physics class. No, we're not having that today. It is simply a borrowed principle that, in my opinion, embodies the veracity of truth, an angle at which we're able to perceive the highest glare of truth. Hence, from that angle, to the theme of the day, the truth is true. So we live in a world in which information is highly proliferated, and that is a good thing. While this is the case, it is incumbent upon us to heighten our senses to misinformation, or would I say, beware of truth charlatans. Yeah? The foundation on which truth is built is not a quagmire. It is a solid rock that keeps us progressing at the things we love and do. Truth really, in a sense, is a fact checker. Former CEO of Amazon.com, Jeff Bezos, talks about decision-making and the skeptical views of proxies and how this ultimately affects decisions in organizations. And so what he attempted to communicate really is that there are times when you set a foundation for truth, and over time, that foundation shifts. And that requires to reevaluate the truth. And the truth here could be a metric for success. Yeah? Are we successful as an organization? Is the product release successful, or was it successful? That kind of metric. The reason why such a metric would tell the truth is because the author of the metric had taken into consideration various variables to build that very metric for truth. Hence, when the variables change or morph a little, the truth is no longer true. So this highlights to us that there is a method in finding the truth. Well, being truth-seeking can be laborious, although really rewarding. Yeah? Truth in its bare sense is the apex of authenticity. While there may be versions of truth in a subjective world, in an objective world, truth cannot be more true than it is already true. And so, talking about authenticity, Albert Einstein posed the question, what is gravity? And so the actual answer, you know, it gets into a descriptive tangent about the fabric of space and so forth. Although I'm more interested in his poetic version of the answer, wherein he said, matter tells space how to curve, and space tells matter how to move. Matter tells space how to curve, and space tells matter how to move. Do you see the connection here with our opening statement? Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So I like to think of the universe as the authenticator. Well, let me qualify this here that when I say the universe, it isn't the universe as we know it cosmically, although it is the fabric in space in which you put out your thoughts or your work, your innovations. And We know enough about the Einsteinian philosophy that we conclude that the thing that you put out to the universe will be judged and tested for authenticity. Hence, matter tells space how to curve, and space tells matter how to move. Well, this isn't much of me, although has it happened to you to have had conversations where you're told, well, it's up to the universe, or the universe has its own plans? Almost as if to say that the unfolding of the thing that you've put out there will somehow be a result of sheer luck. The truth is, well, I hate to break it to you, but there is no such thing as the universe deciding whether your dreams will come to pass or not. You see, that is simply not true. It's rather convenient to have that conversation than to interrogate why the dream never came to fruition in the first place. It is intellectually lackadaisical to forego objectivity, because the truth will always be true. The truth checks out when there is equilibrium. Let me say that one more time for the bookkeepers in the back. They might just like this one since we are balancing the books here. I jest. Really, it is. The truth checks out when there is equilibrium. That is the apex of authenticity. I mean, think of it this way. When you have a vision, you place that in your purview and put together an execution plan that includes action steps. What really you've done here is prescribed yourself a list of steps to create habits to which you become accustomed to. Given it is adopted by one or two or more people, you call it a custom. And have that custom over time adopted throughout generations, you then call that a culture. Now, the culture that has been created over time is the bedrock for truth and authenticity of your genealogy by which you identify. Yeah? It will then, over time, become customary for you to do certain things within your culture. Now, to test your authenticity within this control group of people, or culture, if you will, you go in there and test, am I really authenticated to these habits, customs, and or culture? Yeah? In the same way, the dreams we have, we hold it to account to a control group that adjudicate the authenticity of the dreams we have. The saying, it is up to the universe, really means that, well, I will take my dream and land it in the hands of the adjudicator that will test the authenticity of my dream. The goal is for the equilibrium to check out and get the truth. Our lives today are filled with euphemisms. There is a time when the mother of a child says, well, my child is the best there is, the most intelligent there is. Yes. Hearing that is important, especially coming from your mother. It is far too valuable for the child's self-esteem for a parent not to adopt this linguistic heuristics in parenting. Yeah? In the same way in which academia has adopted the saying, you only use 10% of your brain. This is to crank up that underperforming student and get them to become better performers than they are currently. So this is a way too useful method, even in academia, that it will never go away. Although the truth is true and tells no lie. Here's the danger of uncorrected euphemisms. You ready? The neurological basis is warped into a belief system in which an objective truth has become a subjective standard by which you cast a vision for your life. Remember the colloquialism, if it is up to the universe, it will happen. Except in this case, the universe will not authenticate the dream in your favor. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So here I pose the question. What is the adjudicator for your truth? Whatever your truth may be, find the adjudicator. Because the truth checks out when there is equilibrium. It will be tested. The truth is true and tells no lie. Till next time. Cheers.